Radio for the People is back. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Saturday night, it's time for brand new music now. This is Sam Ness. We're going to hear from him and Terry Barr in just a couple of minutes, but right now this is Sam Ness's brand new song. It's called Press On. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
I had a dream long ago in the desert shadowed lands. There I was told, upon the mountain there was everything I seek. And the roads were there, but the path was up to me. My trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey. This new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on. I'll press on. I'll press on. On a string around my neck, I keep at bay the thoughts that stray inside my head. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold, I wish I'd seen it from the start. Trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. Stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on. I'll press on. I'll press on. When it calls to me, in the nighttime when I know I have seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go. In the morning when it calls to me, nighttime when I know,
in the nighttime when I know,
I've seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go.
This time I'm not letting go.
My trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow.
Sweat upon my brow.
I'll never stop this journey.
Everybody, and welcome to the special Max Inc. Radio interview. I'm Terry Barr, and our guest is the talented musician, Mr. Sam Ness. Hi, Sam.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me on, Terry.
Oh, this is such a treat. How are you?
So well. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Can't complain.
I think you kind of look at life that way every day, don't you?
I sure try to. There's moments, but I sure try to. Yeah.
I love when I get an email from you. You always sign off saying big love. And that just makes me smile. You have no idea.
Well, I have so much appreciation and love for you and what you do. So it's meant wholeheartedly.
Well, and just this whole positive idea, I'm sure, is keeping you moving forward. I want to ask you about the new CD and the release party you have coming up on July 23rd. It's a Saturday night at one of my favorite venues, Majestic Theater in Madison. Are you looking forward to it?
So much. I it's like every day I wake up and I'm like, man, what's the next thing to do for that show? You know, I'm home right now in Baraboo, and I just came by for 10 minutes to pick up some more gear that came in the mail to add to my setup for the Majestic. And then I'm back on the road. And so it's like every day I'm just looking more and more, you know, forward to that. So.
We are too. You know, I know you are on the road. You have been, and you will be right up until that date at the Majestic on July 23rd. And you're promoting your first single off this new CD. I want to ask you about it. It's called Slow It Down. Tell me about this song.
Yeah, I wrote this song late in 2019. And I had just gotten back from this crazy run of shows. I think it was like 3.5 weeks on the road, which, you know, isn't terribly crazy, but I think it was a show every night, and it was like middle of winter. And so I was sleeping in the van and trying to like make it through the night every night just to like wake up and get warm and take a nap before the next gig. Ugh. And then it really wore me down, and I was looking forward to, obviously I love the road because like what I do, you know, with all of every second of every bit of my time. But yeah, I was looking forward to coming home and like taking a shower and sleeping in a real and warm bed. And I was looking forward to seeing my dad and like just catching up with him and seeing how he's been, because when I'm on the road, I don't always have a lot of time, or even if I do have the time, it's like the mental energy to like really wholeheartedly catch up with my friends and family and people that I care about. So I just wanted to come back and see him and catch up. And I finish this run. I make my way home. I come in the door. He's on the couch, and I sit down. I'm like, "How you been? Yeah, good, good. Yeah, I'm good. All right, I'm gonna go answer emails." And I got up and left. And like, I got like halfway out the door because I was on the, you know, always moving forward, always go, go, go. Like, what's the next best thing? What's the next right thing? And I got halfway out the door, and I was like, "What are you doing, you crazy person? Like, that's, you know, you've been looking forward to this, like." Do it, slow it down. And so I sat down and I wrote that tune, and it's about, you know, the road and trying to maintain relationships while having a really crazy life. For, you know, summertime is usually my really crazy time, and that's usually everybody else's time off. And so they're like, "Let's get together, let's see each other." And I'm like, "I'll see you in the fall." And I love it. I do. And I do get to see a lot of, you know, friends every night that are coming out to gigs. But the whole point of that song was like asking myself to be more in the moment, be more present with what I'm doing instead of just trying to do the next thing to push my, you know, career or push my, you know, tour schedule or whatever, you know? Yeah. So I wrote that in 2019 and then late 2019, and then that thing happened and everyone slowed down for quite a while.
Oh, yes.
And so I think I caused it.
I think it's my fault. You know, I think that whole idea of slow it down is something we could all learn from. And I would have to guess after the last couple of years, many of us have learned how to do that because we had to. And now it's become maybe a little more important in people's lives. So you're saying the words and the rest of us are hopefully listening to what you're saying. You know?
I got to remind myself every day too.
It can be difficult, especially when you are on a tour like you are on right now. And you know, the interesting thing I'm already hearing about this song, it's going to be a hit. When you hear someone say that, what do you think?
I don't know. I kind of have to like chuckle a little bit, giggle to myself, because I don't know. I guess when I write songs, it's more of like, it's a therapy for me. And, it's always so personal, and I don't have mosquito right in front of my face. I don't,
We should let people know you're actually outside doing this in case they can hear birds or something. I love it.
Yeah. you know, I write things that are, personal as a means of therapy to just get my thoughts out on paper. It helps me kind of cope with some things. But when that song, you know, has an effect on other people and they feel it too, then that just, you know, it's like a bonus to me. And then to say like, oh, you know, so many people are going to feel this or like this song, then yeah, it's just a bonus. It's kind of funny because it's not the reason I write, but it's, you know, the reason I have a career and a livelihood jamming out.
I'm so glad you do, because, you know, you write the words, but then you also deliver those words, and the way you deliver them, I think that's what really hits people right in the heart. And that's really special to have all around those talents and to be able to do that for all of us.
Thank you.
So thank you. Oh my gosh, you've traveled the world. You have played and shared your music at festivals and fairs. Of course, you have been a busker on streets all around the world. But I guess my question, we've also seen you break down with your truck or your van. What keeps you going through all of this?
A lot of duct tape.
You must have stock in duct tape now.
So much. Yeah. We released another tune just last week or the week before. Another tune off this album is called Press On. And that's really what, you know, it's funny because they're kind of competing ideas, Slow It Down and Press On. And I didn't realize that until I released this. And I was like, oh, interesting. I'm a conflicted person, but I had this dream when I was in Scotland, and in this dream I was told that, like, you know, everything, all of the hopes and dreams and desires and anything that I would want my life to look like, is right there in front of me, and it's right in front of everybody else. And it's difficult to explain the dream, but the long and short of it is that I woke up from that dream and decided I was either playing music for a living indefinitely or starving to death, whatever came first. And so it was, and so far so good. You know, I got a little skinny a couple times, but I'm still rocking and rolling. And I just really just pursued that vision, that dream, nonstop ever since. And it's been every morning I wake up and I give myself about 15 minutes to get some water or coffee or whatever. And then it's like, what's the next thing I'm doing to push along today? And sometimes that's, I'm going to sit on the back porch and look at a tree for an hour and try to, you know, settle my thoughts so I can get back on the road and mm-hmm. stay in the moment with people. But it's always with that goal in mind.
Oh, I love that. Manifesting it to make it happen. You know?
Yeah.
You are also quite the award winner. Most recently, you won the Male Vocalist of the Year and Unique Performer of the Year from the Madison Area Music Association. That is super cool. But
thank you.
What makes you the most proud of what you're doing?
Oh, that's an interesting question. You know, for me, it's the individual conversations with people, you know, after shows, or people that maybe have heard a song for the first time or for the, you know, 100th time, that just say, hey, this means something to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thoughts that you had, I have the same ones, or I feel like I really relate to this, or you've helped me through something. And kind of having that connection with people is, you know, sometimes it's, as a, I like to think of, you know, a blue collar working musician, you know, I'm not Elton John, but I'm, you know, not, you know, starving anymore. And so it's really difficult to sometimes see the perspective, like, you know, I get so close to my craft or to my, you know, just watching things, it's hard for me to keep perspective of, like, am I actually making any difference? Am I actually reaching people? You know, do they notice? And so when people come up and they say, hey, we do see you, and you are, you know, loved and appreciated, it just makes me feel like, okay, this is a safe, you know, place in my life to continue doing this. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's what, that I feel proud about is having real connections with people.
Oh, yes. And we hope you never stop. So, but you know, a lot of times people will say, well, how the heck did Sam get started? And so I was digging, and I got to say your music career kind of started with show choir and theater. You know, yeah. That gives everybody hope. I was in show choir. I'm not a musician, but what a wonderful place to start. And you were well received from what I've been reading.
Yeah. Yeah, I was so fortunate. I went through Sauk Prairie High School, and it has such an incredible family of a music department, and they're so supportive. And you know, the teachers that I had were just fantastic educators, and that made such a huge difference. And it wasn't just like the technique or the choreography; it was like the life lesson stuff. We had this poster that hung. And still hangs in the choir room there in Sauk. And it's a poem by Janet Rand called Risk, and talks about how without taking healthy risks, without sometimes pushing yourself farther than you're comfortable with, you're never going to grow, and you're never going to, you know, reach any of the goals that you want to. And I think that it's funny because, you know, as the director's working with a different section, or you know, you're bored and you just zone out, and it was right behind the director. So when you zone out, that's what you zone out on. And so I kind of memorized that poem, and I always thought it was a thing just about music. Like, okay, sure. Audition for more solos, or, you know, try something new, try to, yeah. But I realized as time went on, I was like, oh, that's a life thing. That's everything in life. And yes. So I started taking more and bigger risks and more and bigger risks, and really found that as my lifestyle for a while. And it got a little addictive to take bigger and more exciting risks until I found myself flying across the world to pursue a dream. So,
well, and I wonder if this is something that not everyone may know about you when it comes to the theater part. I mean, you were in multiple plays and musicals, and you know, I did not know this about you until I recently read this, that you actually could have gone on to school to study theater, but you took that risk and you chose music. And I just love that.
Yeah, I had a hard time trying to figure out what the right path was, because I was fortunate enough to have you know, a handful of doors open that could have led to a lot of different places. And these cities that I was looking at potentially spending the next, you know, few years in would, you know, do I go to Nashville and try to be a singer-songwriter while studying theater? Or do I go out to New York and just pursue theater wholeheartedly, or maybe some acting? Or do I go out to LA? And, you know, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought about it, I was like, I don't know what I want to do. And I was like, I'm not going to invest this much, you know, of my money and my time if I'm not really sure what it is my dream is. So I kind of slept on it and realized that I had been writing all these songs through high school about that were inspired, you know, Thoreau and Whitman and Leopold and Tolstoy and Gary Paulsen and Jack London, all these guys. Like, I read so much of their, you know, their literature, and was so inspired. And I kept writing all these songs about traveling and living rough and sticking out your thumb and just seeing where the wind blows. And I was like, I see a pattern. Maybe I should listen to myself. And that's what I did.
Well, so, and there's that taking the risk again too. So
yeah. And theater, I think, will always have a really special place in my heart. And someday I would like to come back, you know, even just for fun to come back and see how that goes. But I thought, you know, theater and acting is just taking your own experience and putting it and living it through another character. But what do you know, as a 17-year-old, I was like, I feel like I don't have enough life experience to actually fill these roles. So I figured, oh, I'll go get some life experience. And yeah, here we are.
Wow. Okay. So after all your travels, and when you do decide to, you know, just kind of say, hey, I'm going to do this for a little while, you're going to have a lot to share with people. Oh my goodness. I think you could write a book as well.
I have been working on one. Yeah.
Oh, you heard it here first, everyone.
I have. Yeah. Slowly but surely. There's no kind of, no end in insight for that, but
I'm so glad. Speaking of what a good time, if people listening have been holding out for a great show, here's the one I think that they should go to. That's my recommendation.
This is it.
Oh, my goodness. Again, it's at Majestic Theater in Madison on Saturday, July 23rd. You have a lot of other shows coming up around this, too, and many in Wisconsin right now. So, Sam, what do you think is the best way for all of us to keep up with you?
Yeah, I do have a website, www.samness.us, and that is, I do have a link on there that will go to my full tour lineup, and that is just a link through Facebook anyway. So if people want to, you know, for all you folks out there, subscribe, you know, all that stuff goes a really long way, and you can stay in touch with what I'm doing. I just played show 81 of the year a few nights ago, and I'll be hitting about 170-ish this year.
Oh, my gosh,
I've got a lot more coming up.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks for having me, Terry. I really appreciate it. Love you.
Love you, too. This is Max Inc. Radio, and we are local music.
I've been burning through these days. I've been wondering a while, so much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do, so much left to say. I've been living tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Need some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. I swear I've been here before, where I played this song on the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. This room is spinning now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down, I need to be here now. She looks worried now, she asks me where I've been, trying to remember how I got to this bar we're sitting in. She looks different now, she asks me how I've been, trying to remember how I got to this state I'm in. Slow it down, I need to be here now. Slow it down,
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Sam Ness there. Brand new music from Sam Ness. Slow It Down. It's the name of the album. Thank you, Terry Barr and Sam Ness, for making an awesome, informative interview. Of course, you can get online and get all of Sam Ness stuff. I think it's samness.com. You can also find them on the Facebook as well. Happy Saturday, everybody. Coming up next hour is Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie. The mighty Dana Perry will be here. Stick around for right that. Right now, Hollow Bill on Max Inc. Radio. Let me get my coat to dry.
Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.